An FBI reports biggest US murder spike in six decades, with at least 21,500 people being killed. The FBI says 2020 was the most dangerously violent year in more than half a century. While the world was dealing with COVID-19, civil unrest, and many other unknowns, homicides were hitting an all-time high. More than 21,500 people were murdered in America last year. The pandemic and higher gun sales are being cited as possible reasons for the surge in the violence. Another factor in the high number of police officers leaving the force in cities across the country. The FBI's annual report on crime shows murders in 2020 jumped by almost 30% over 2019. That's roughly 5,000 more homicides, and the numbers are only going up. In addition to the homicide rates, mass shootings have hit their highest levels since the 1990s. Also, gun violence against kids erupted during COVID-19, with 5,100 kids shot, 1,300 killed. Contrary to popular belief, murder isn't just a big city issue. In 2020, we saw a national phenomenon with 20% increase in each region of the country. Louisiana led the nations with the 32nd year in a row. It is said that the shocking rise in violent crime is a direct response to the murder of George Floyd, social activists working to defund police, gang activity, and death of America's police force. For the most part, police morale has been crushed. During a year of crime and protests, police retirements rose to 45% and resignations were up to 18% in 2020. As murder rates rise, senators have been arduously working to pass bipartisan federal police reforms. That effort died last week. Senator Tim Scott says he's still waiting at the table after Democrats walked away from finalizing the bill. Meantime, more than 20 major cities have reduced police budgets amounting to $840 million cut nationwide. With regards to the rising murder rates, numbers could be even higher since the data is incomplete. Roughly 3,000 departments nationwide failed to submit crime data to the FBI last week. As for where things are headed, 2021 has already seen a 16% increase in murder.